Today's scripture is John chapter 6, verse 53 to 55, Matthew chapter 26, verse 26 to 28. First is John chapter 6, verse 53 to 55. So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in yourselves. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day, for my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink." Matthew chapter 26, verse 26 to 28. While they were eating, Jesus took some bread, and after a blessing, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And when he had taken a cup and given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for forgiveness of sins." Amen.
Your brothers and sisters, all parents want their child to grow well and healthily because there are so many accidents and incidents, unpredictable new diseases and incurable diseases. They hope their child may not get any serious disease but be healthy. So if they find something good for health, they feed the child with it, even though they don't eat it for themselves. But it may cause a problem. In the past, parents had a hard time to prepare food. But in these days, the world are full of food. So, because the child eats a lot, but doesn't get enough exercise, then he may get child obesity. Therefore, to be healthy, children should not only eat well, but also digest well through exercise so that it can become nutrients and they can grow healthily. The children with a good basis of physical strength like this can overcome small diseases easily and become healthier. If the children overcome small diseases, then they can have immunity so that they can even get serious disease, bigger disease. If a child is sick, then some parents says, after they're sick, the children can grow more. When we had there are measles that all the children should get so that they can overcome other diseases. So children have to get measles to overcome other diseases after getting immunity by the disease. So as their level of immunity increases, they don't get cold, even get cold in winter while growing up. But in these days, because the children get shots in advance, for measles, so they don't get measles, but later they get other diseases because they didn't gain immunity. Well, I got measles for one day, and Pastor McGyongni too. I don't know which one was first, but by the prayer of the senior pastor, I was healed of measles after one day, and after that, I got healthier. If the children get the diseases by the help of the parents, and then they can become more healthier after getting over the diseases. But the children who don't eat well or who eat only what they want get sick frequently because they are not healthy. such children become worries to parents all the time while they grow up. However, our Father God also wants His children, us, to live a healthy Christian life. I mean, our Father God wants us to live spiritually healthy life. When we live a healthy Christian life, our faith can grow well and our souls can prosper so that we can overcome any problems. Our faith and love can be firmer through refinements too. To grow in faith, as children get disease and overcome it, to have immunity about other diseases. Likewise, we need some refinements and trials to grow up in our faith. If we pass through those trials and refinements well by faith, then our faith and love can become firmer. And so did Abraham. Abraham had an accident that he lost his wife, but after that experience, his faith grew. So he could grow through such refinement. Likewise, we may have refinements to grow in faith. But if you are living a healthy Christian life, then you can overcome any refinement and any trial so that you can grow well, I mean better. The spiritual meaning of the Holy Communion is this. It's the way to live a healthy Christian life and to get an eternal life. John 6:53-54. So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in yourselves. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day." As he says, I hope you can live a healthy Christian life by eating the flesh of the Lord and drink His blood diligently. A healthy Christian life makes us to live a physically healthy life too. Also, we can be blessed with the needs for living, both in spirit and body, abundantly. The most important thing is our spirit, our soul, our spiritual life. If you prosper in spirit, then you can be prosperous in everything. But some foolish people only search for amusement physically. But if your soul gets disease, this is not healthy, then you will meet many problems in life. But if you are living a healthy Christian life, then you can get blessed. You can be blessed with the needs for living, both in spirit and body. So now, I'll tell you how to eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood in details. First, to eat the flesh of the Son of Man is to eat the flesh of Jesus. When Jesus had the Last Supper with His disciples before He took the cross, He said in Matthew 26, verse 26, "While they were eating, Jesus took some bread, and after a blessing, He broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, 'Take it, this is my body.' After this sermon, at the second half, you will eat a piece of bread, and this it is eating the flesh of the Lord." So when you eat the bread, it's a bread. I hope you eat it as if you were eating the flesh of the blood of the Lord. Spiritually, because John 1:14 says that our Jesus is the Word who became flesh. The flesh of Jesus means the Word of God. Therefore, to eat the flesh of the Son of Man, our Lord, means to take in all the Word of God. As John 6:55 says, "For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink." Eating the flesh of the Son of Man is referred to eating food. Your body can be healthy only when you eat food well and properly. It is the same with the Word of God, our spiritual food. Only when we take in the Word of God well, our spirit and soul can be prosperous every day. Therefore, we have to take the Word of God diligently. How much do you consider the Word of God preciously? And how many words do you take in the Word of God while your Christian life? After you came to know and understand the Word of God, and you think you don't need to take in the Word of God, then you are arrogant. If you become arrogant like this, then you will have a problem in your soul. Many teachers may have this kind of arrogance, especially when I led a pastor seminar in Israel. I told them about holiness, and I pointed out about the sins, and then a pastor who attended said he did not know. Prayer was so important in our Christian lives. Some pastors and some Christians say that if you are a good Christian, then you don't need to pray. There are so many pastors who teach like this. One of the pastors who attended the seminar said this, and he said he realized that the prayer is so important in our Christian life. Even though you know many words of God, without effort to take in the Word of God diligently more, you may have an unhealthy Christian life. You have to find the reason of the problem you got. It is because you didn't take the Word of God diligently like before, or because you became arrogant by not taking the Word of God. Your spiritual soul got such problem. Like the people who skip meals or don't eat well, there are believers who doze off in worship services or have idle thoughts that hinder them from taking the Word. And they are unhealthy Christians. Christians who eat only what they want, they are also unhealthy Christians. They just eat what they want. If you live like this, then your health will become bad. You have to realize this. And although the Word says not to do some this and that, then you have to take the Word in your mind so that you can live a healthy Christian life. Healthy Christians don't only give worship and spirit and truth in every service, but also read and study the Bible during the week. They listen to the messages of senior pastor and the messages during the service diligently. Then they can live a healthy Christian life, and because the Word in you manages their heart and mind, they can live a healthy Christian life. Because the word is living with them, within them, they can be guided easily by the Holy Spirit so that they can live a prosperous life. But even though you know a lot of words of God, it doesn't mean that you have taken those words in you. You should not pile up the word as knowledge only. You have to receive the word with your heart and take it. In other words, to take the word for benefit, first you have to understand the spiritual meaning of the word of God. You should not just pass with thinking, well, that word is very good. But you have to receive the word with your heart and take it. For example, if you put the word, give thanks in everything in you, only as knowledge, it won't give any benefit to you. It cannot make you grow in faith. Then how should we do? You have to understand the true meaning of thanksgiving that God wants from the bottom of your heart. What is the meaning? It's to understand that you should give thanks in every, even in the situations where you cannot give thanks. Because God is Almighty, even though you are in a seriously difficult situation, if you believe that God can do everything for you, then you can give thanks to Him. Also, if you remember the love of the Lord who shed all His blood and water to forgive you and to give you the way of salvation, if you know this love, then you can give thanks to Him. This is the true meaning of thanksgiving in everything in your hearts. In this way, we have to take all the words in the books of the Bible. You should not just remember memorize the verses of the Bible, but also you have to take, understand the spiritual meaning of the words. Through the message of a senior pastor and books of the senior pastor, you can understand the spiritual meaning of the words in the Bible. And you should not just take the words as knowledge. You have to keep the words in your daily life by effort. Only then you are taking in the words of the Bible. However, we should not only eat the flesh of the Son of Man, but also drink His blood. Then, what does it mean by drinking His word? Blood. But eating the flesh of the Son of Man is knowing the word, taking in the word of God. And also we have to drink His blood. When you eat food, we need to drink liquid to digest the nutrients. If we don't drink any liquid while eating food, it will cause pain in your stomach. You may think, I don't drink when I eat food, but in that food, the food contains liquid, water, so it helps you to digest it well. Therefore, it digests the food we eat well and absorbs nutrients we need for our body from it so that we can maintain our life. We have to drink liquid. It is similar when we take the word of God, the flesh of the Lord. True drink to make you digest it well is the blood of the Lord. What is the use if you cannot digest it no matter how well you eat? Your stomach will get troubles. And you cannot gain any nutrients from the food. Once you cannot digest the food and you have to, you will need some time to give rest to your stomach. Likewise, once you eat the Word of God, now you need to drink the blood of the Lord, which is the true drink, so that you can digest it well. Then, what is to drink the blood of the Lord specifically? To drink His blood is to practice the Word of God you heard, read, and learned by faith, diligently. First John 1:7 says, But if we walk in the light as He Himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we walk in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. You say you believe in Jesus, but if you walk in the darkness, then you cannot be cleansed of your sins by the blood of Jesus. Only when you walk in the light, the blood of Jesus cleanses you from our sin. Also, in the Last Supper, Jesus gave a cup to His disciples and said in Matthew 26:28, For this is My blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for forgiveness of sins. Now we have to, we will drink a cup of grape juice, and it means to drink the blood of the Lord. And it says, and His blood is poured out for many for forgiveness of sins. You were forgiven of the sins in the past, but you sin again, then you have nothing to do with the blood of the Lord. If you drank the blood of the Lord, then you don't sin again. Only then we can say that we drank the blood of the Lord. We should not only eat the flesh of the Lord, but also drink His blood. That is, act according to the Word. Only then we can be forgiven of our sins, and we can have a close relationship with God too. You receive such many blessings and much grace, but you don't practice the Word, then you have nothing to do with the Lord. If you don't consume liquid while eating food, you may have an upset stomach, and you may not be able to absorb the nutrients from it. If you feel sick, if you have an upset stomach, then you cannot absorb any nutrient from the food. It is the same. You know, you learned many words of the Bible. It cannot help. Now you have to drink the blood of the Lord, that is, practice the Word. Only then you can live a healthy Christian life. You saw the love of the shepherd, and you received the love of the shepherd. Then you have to live a life paying back the love, paying back the grace. You receive the love, but you don't practice it. You have to deliver the love to others. You have to show love to others by that love of the shepherd. And you have to change by that love. You receive so much love, but you don't practice it. Then it cannot become life in you. Likewise, you will feel hard to live a Christian life if you like practicing the Word, even though you know the Word of God and the love of the shepherd. Like if you If you eat too much, then you feel upset in stomach. Then you don't feel you can digest well. If you don't practice the word, you will feel hard to live a Christian life in this way. You know what the truth is, but because you don't practice it, you feel hard to live a Christian life. Well, we confess that we are studying very hard to go to the best place in heaven. We have to make our effort. Sometimes we feel hard to make an effort. But, you know, the students go study very hard to enter a good university. But after making so many efforts, after they get in the good university, then it becomes the joy of their parents. So, I mean, it applies the same to our Christian life. There are some people who attend worship service in church, but they live a life like the life of a worldly people. But the members of my men cannot do such things, because you know the word of truth and you learn the words of the Bible and you are trying to practice the word. You know you have to rejoice always, and you have to turn your right cheek when someone hits your left cheek. But if you don't practice the word, then you will feel hard to live a Christian life. It's not because the word of God is burdensome. It is because you don't practice the word. You have to practice the word to live a Christian life. Only when you eat food, you can get strength and you can live a healthy life. But you ate the word, but you don't drink the liquid, which is acting the word. If you don't act the word, then you will live a hard Christian life. You have to admit it. Now, I hope you drink the blood of the Lord as well. But if you drink the blood of the Lord when you take the word diligently, but at first you feel hard to practice the word, but by the love of the Lord and the shepherd, you try to practice the word, then the Holy Spirit will help you. And if you practice it, you will live a spirit-filled Christian life. And you don't feel hard to live a Christian life living by the word of God anymore. And you can also receive answers and blessings quickly. Well, the healthy people have a Chinese skin. And some people say they are healthy because they eat well and they sleep well. So my skin is good and I have a strength. It applies same to our Christian life. If you practice the word and if you live a healthy Christian life, you can receive answers and blessings quickly also. I hope you check your Christian life if you live this kind of Christian life. Or you just know the word by knowledge, but you don't practice the word. You just postpone to practice the word tomorrow and the day after tomorrow. And then you will feel hard to live a Christian life, because the Holy Spirit will lament in you. Please check yourself, and I hope you live a healthy Christian life. If we eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, well, we can pass bodily waste and absorb the nutrients well so that our souls can become healthy. But it's the same. It's the same when you eat food, you absorb nutrients only but pass bodily waste and you can be healthy. If you do not pass bodily waste, it can cause a problem. It is also a problem. So you have to pass bodily waste too in your Christian life. For example, you eat the word love one another. If you make up your mind to love someone you hated after you heard the word, it is that you ate the flesh of the man of the Son of Man. It is taking the word. And in addition, you try to love that person you hated with prayer. You pray, Father God, please help me to love the person. Then by the help of the Holy Spirit, you can see good points of the person. Before, you only saw the bad points of the person, but now, because you prayed to love him, you begin to see good points of the person. Because you try to love the person, because you try to get rid of hatred about that person, you become the person who can praise the good points of that person to others. And the hatred will disappear gradually, and the love will imprint it in you. And this is to passing the bodily waste and observing nutrients only. So if you keep practicing love like this, the nutrients called love will be observed, and the waste called jealousy or hatred will be passed away. So in this way, you can live a healthy Christian life. In this way, the nutrients that are truth, goodness, and love will be observed in your heart, and on the contrary, the untruth, evil, and sinful nature will be passed away. Then you can gradually recover the holy image of God. This is the truth. So you will get healthier, and you can grow taller, and to become a healthy spirit. This is the true meaning of the word of eating the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood. You heard the message, and you heard, you know the word of God, but you don't, but if you do not practice the word, you cannot be healthy. But if you keep practicing the word, then the goodness and love, such nutrients will be observed in your body, and your spirit and soul will become healthy. However, in order to live a Christian life like this by drinking the blood of the Son of Man, we have to pray. 1 Timothy 4:5 says, "For it is sanctified by means of the word of God and prayer." Although you have resolved to change after being touched by the word, in order to practice it, you have to receive strength to act according to it from above. We can be full of the Holy Spirit when we pray. If we are full of the Holy Spirit, we strongly want to follow the desire of the Holy Spirit. Just like those who have a good appetite, enjoy any kind of food and digest it well, those who are full of the Holy Spirit enjoy the flesh and blood of the Lord. Some people eat what they want. And the parents will be worried about you. We have to eat any word in the Bible. Then they will get full of the Holy Spirit to practice the word. Although you are appointed by the word in the Bible, you have to pray to get, you have to accept it, and then you have to pray to get rid of it. Otherwise, you will and step back in your Christian life. Before, you had a healthy Christian life, but because you cease to pray, you cannot maintain that healthy Christian life. You have to check yourself. But those who have a good appetite, especially, look for the Word of God with an earnest heart, and they like to act in the light. They can do what they felt hard to do before with a joyful heart. They are happy and glad to act in the light only. And they hate to act in darkness that is against the Word of God. We have to live like this. Living and acting in the light and the Word of God is a happy thing. But having ill feelings and irritation must be feel hard to us. If you feel hard to have ill feelings in you, then you will get rid of that feeling quickly. And we can receive the strength that helps us to follow the desire of the Holy Spirit only, not the desire of the flesh, through prayer. Some people were changing by grace and strength given from above because they prayed and tried to obey the word before. But from some moment, they ceased to pray, wanting to take some rest. Then they stumble and fall into temptations. They just sit in the prayer meeting, but don't pray fervently. Please check yourself if you live like this. If a healthy person lost the health once, then they cannot even overcome a small disease like cold. If you lose the fullness of the Holy Spirit once, then you can easily get attacked by the works of Satan. If you cease to pray, you cannot win over the attack of Satan. You cannot cut the fleshly thought. You cannot overcome yourself. Then you will feel hard to manage your Christian life. Because you don't pray fervently, you may lose the immunity. Then you will stumble and fall in your Christian life easily. So, please check your Christian life if it is healthy or unhealthy. Well, Satan choose a person who can easily stumble. Some people say like this, I heard some tempting word, but I am the person who was targeted by Satan. I'm so sorry. I feel so sorry, and I feel so frustrated, and they repented like this. Please check yourself. If you're healthy, then even Satan cannot attack you. Even though you are standing in the cold weather, a weak person get a cold, but a healthy person will not get cold. If you try to practice the word and pray to receive the strength to practice the word, then you can be healthy in your Christian life. And you have to find the reason why you cannot live a healthy Christian life. Therefore, I hope you may pray always fervently so that you may be filled with the Holy Spirit and receive the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. I hope you can eat the flesh of the Lord and drink His blood with joy and throw away all the waste of untruth in you. Just like you feel refreshed and healthy and your skin becomes clean after passing the waste out. Well, if you do not pass the waste out well, then your skin has some trouble too. If you are managing a healthy Christian life, then you will, your face will be shiny and we can feel your fullness of the Holy Spirit, and you can help others by to become spiritually encouraged. And you know, it is the end of the year, and we can show, I mean, the abundant fruits by the year. But if you are not living a healthy Christian life, how can you bear fruits? If you're leaders of the church, you have to live a Christian life more to bear fruit and lead others to live a healthy Christian life too. Let me conclude the message. A Christian life is not tough. The Word of God is not something difficult or something binding us like chains. Our Father God, who is good, gave His commandments and made the heaven so that His children can enjoy true happiness and peace eternally. If we understand it and only obey His Word, we won't feel our Christian life tough and will be able to become honorable people in the eternal life to come. The way of it is to eat the flesh of the Lord and to drink His blood, as I preach to you today. All you have to do is to obey diligently. When you live such a healthy Christian life, your soul will become prosper every day and you will receive blessings as much as you are prosperous. It is the love of Father God who gave to give the commandments to us. You feel your Christian life hard? It is because you don't practice the Word of God. Because you don't pray, you cannot lead a healthy Christian life. In the past, you prayed fervently and practiced the Word. You lived a healthy Christian life, but once you cease to pray continuously, then you will fall into temptation and you stumble in your Christian life. What? Physically, you were healthy before, but now you cannot say you're healthy. You will have to try to lead a healthy Christian life by effort. It is the blessing written in 3 John 1:2, Beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health just as your soul prospers. I pray in the name of our Lord that you can realize this love of Father God who wants to give good things to us and live a healthy Christian life with joy. When you attend the Holy Communion, I hope you can understand the spiritual meaning of it, and I hope you can apply it to your Christian life so that you can manage the healthy Christian life with abundant blessings. In the name of our Lord, I pray. Let's pray, thinking of the message.
Thank you. 나는 얼마나 그 말씀을 소중히 여겼고 지켜행했던가 주님의 살과 피를 먹고 마셨던가 돌아보며 그리하지 못한 것들을 고치고 이제 힘써 주님의 살과 피를 먹고 마시는 영생을 받아 누리는 성도님들 건강한 삶이 되게 하여 주옵소서 이부 성찬이시기도 은혜와 감동으로 충만케 하옵소서 감사를 드리며 우리
Thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ I pray Amen Let's receive the prayer for the sick of senior pastor. Through screen, please lay your hands on your sick part or desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Almighty God, our loving Father, please lay your hands on all the believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend time and space on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN Internet and Satellite TV and branch churches and local sanctuaries and all other children of God around the world. Give them the faith to believe from heart, drive away negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials from head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be. Burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses and infirmities go away, light come. Please scourge all their terminal incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria. All contagious diseases, including cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach, lung, liver, breast, uterine, and intestinal cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high and low blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problem, and heart, lung, and women's diseases, and all inflammations go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and hernia disc, back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains disappear. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis and be loosened. Get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well, let the ears see well, let the blind come to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated. Bring that back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. Receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the power of the air, the evil forces of the heavenly places and their servants, go away. Go away, evil, unclean force and deceitful spirits, separating spirits and all forces of darkness, loosen the bones of wickedness. Darkness, go away, light come. Father God, give them strength to crave in prayer and the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them and let their families be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout the week. And bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problem. With the fire words of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and business fields. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them enthusiasm and fervor to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or in whatever they do, let them do it all to live a life glorifying Father God. Let them be able to testify about the living God, saying, I've met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.